Freedom from Pornography Addiction: How to Simply Quit Forever. This is an adaptation of the PMO Hack Book, which utilizes Alan Carr's Easy Way to Stop Smoking methodology for pornography addiction. Who was Alan Carr? Alan Carr was a 100 cigarettes a day chain smoker for over 30 years. He quit smoking immediately after discovering the Easy Way, which, as quoted from his book, enabled him to follow an overwhelming desire to explain his method to as many smokers as possible. His methods for helping people quit alcohol, drugs, and many other addictions remain global bestsellers. His work deals with dispelling fear caused by misconceptions and confusion regarding biological processes related to quitting addictions. Therefore, the majority of this book is spent logically deconstructing anxieties and phobias associated with quitting that generally led to the downfall of many who attempt to quit and fail. Why write this book? Because Alan Carr passed away long ago, and the programs he founded do not list internet pornography as one of the substances they provide treatment for. Today, pornographic material is widespread. A 2008 study found that 93% of boys and 62% of girls had been exposed to pornography in their early adolescent years. In 2017, a popular porn site received 28.5 billion visits. That number rose to 33.5 billion in 2018. A 2010 study performed by a cybersecurity firm found that approximately 40% of American men visit porn sites more than 3 times a week, and 35% of all internet downloads are related to pornography. The chances are very good that you and most people whom you know are regular porn users. Throughout this book, myself, Jack, the Hack author, and Alan Carr will provide you with a unique and compelling method to easily and painlessly quit pornography forever. To make the most of this book, you must never skip ahead or avoid certain chapters. Finish the book within 7 days once you start reading. This book is written with each chapter and lesson building on the last. If you take too long to read it, you'll forget what you've learned, and the entirety of the work will be lost on you. You also must not skip chapters for the same reason. When opening a combination lock, the numbers need to be entered in the correct sequence. Addiction isn't any different. 1. Preface. This book will enable you to stop using pornography immediately, painlessly, and permanently without willpower or any sense of deprivation or sacrifice. It won't place any judgment, embarrassment, or pressure to undergo painful treatment measures. Neither will it leave you with a routine or list of tasks that you need to perform for the next 90 days, or worse, the rest of your life. Perhaps this goes against everything you've been told, but ask yourself, has what you've been told worked? If it had, you wouldn't be reading this. Pornographic addiction manifests in various ways with far-reaching societal effects. Billions of people use pornography. The internet allows instantaneous access to something we will call supernormal stimulus. Consider if the following questions apply to you. Do you spend far more time viewing porn than you originally intended? Are you unsuccessful in making efforts to stop or limit your consumption of pornography? Has time spent viewing pornography interfered with or taken precedence over personal and professional commitments, hobbies, and relationships? Do you go out of your way to keep your pornography consumption secret? Deleting browser history, closing the door to your bedroom, lying about viewing porn. Has viewing pornography caused problems in your intimate relationships? Do you experience a cycle of arousal and enjoyment before and during pornography consumption, followed by feelings of shame, guilt, and remorse after? Do you spend time thinking about pornography, even when not watching it? Do you dream about pornographic scenes that you've witnessed? Has viewing pornography otherwise caused any other negative consequences in your personal or professional life? Missed work, poor performance, neglected relationships, financial problems. If you're a porn user who wants to quit, has tried to quit and failed, all you need to do is read on. If you're a non-addict coming here for a loved one, all you need to do is persuade them to read this book. If you are unable to persuade them, read the book yourself. Understanding this method will help you get the message across. You can use it to prevent your children from getting addicted to porn in the first place and save years of their lives. Don't be unconcerned by the fact they don't have access to it now. All do before becoming hooked. In 2010, the average child's first exposure to porn was at only 11 years of age. Warning. Perhaps you're feeling uneasy about reading this book. Perhaps, like many porn users, the very thought of quitting pornography forever fills you with panic, and, although you have every intention of quitting one day, that day isn't today. Wait. Relax. If you're expecting this book to scare you into quitting by detailing the various health issues involved with pornography addiction, such as porn-induced erectile dysfunction, unreliable libido, lack of interest in real partners, hypofrontality, loss of relationships, and the blinding accusations that this is a filthy, disgusting habit and you are a stupid, spineless, weak-willed jellyfish, you'll be disappointed. Those tactics never helped me quit, and if they were going to help you, you would have quit already. This method doesn't work that way. Some of the things about to be said may be difficult to believe, but by the time you finish this book, you'll not only believe them, but wonder how you could have ever been brainwashed into believing otherwise. There is a common misconception, which is that porn addicts choose to watch porn. Porn addicts, yes, addicts, no more choose to watch porn than alcoholics choose to become alcoholics, or heroin addicts choose to become heroin addicts. It is true that we choose to turn on the laptop or smartphone, open the browser, and visit our favorite porn sites. Occasionally I choose to go see a movie, but I certainly didn't choose to spend my whole life at the theater. Originally, curiosity and human nature took me there, but I wouldn't have gone even once had I known I'd become addicted, causing the decline of my health, happiness, and relationships. If only I'd heard about porn-induced erectile dysfunction on my first visit to that porn site. Take a moment to reflect, did you ever make the decision that you will always depend on porn to masturbate? That you must have porn-induced fantasies to spice up sex with your partner? That at certain times in your life, you won't be able to enjoy a good night's sleep or relax after a hard day at work without searching for porn? That you won't be able to concentrate or handle stress without using porn? At what point in life did you decide that you will need porn in your life permanently, and that you will feel insecure, even panic-stricken without your regular fix? Along with every other porn user, you've been lured into one of the most sinister yet subtle traps that man and nature have mutually devised. There's not a person alive, whether they're a porn user themselves or not, who enjoys the thought of their children using porn to cope with life and obtain pleasure. Therefore, every addict wishes they never started, which is unsurprising because no one needs porn to enjoy life or to cope with stress before becoming addicted. However, every addict also wishes to continue their addiction. After all, no one forces us to open internet browsers in incognito mode, whether we understand the reason or not. Fundamentally, it's the porn users themselves that decide to knock on the door of their addiction. If there was a magic button that every porn addict could press right now to wake up tomorrow as if they'd never accessed their first porn site, the only people using porn tomorrow would be young people still experimenting. The only thing that prevents us from quitting is fear relating to the belief that we must survive an indeterminate period of misery, deprivation, and unsatisfied craving to be free from porn. This misunderstanding comes from acquiring beliefs such as masturbation or sex leading to orgasm is the most important thing in life. Due to lack of rejection, porn is safer than real-life sex. Porn is educative and useful. Being entitled to a superior sexual experience. More is always better. These irrational beliefs create illogical behaviors when acted upon, including worshipping and obsessing when a perfect 10 is found. Perceiving yourself as a loser if you miss out on sex, as it's the most important factor in human experience. Holding out for a perfect 10. Judgmental and critical of prospective men or women. The mind forcing the body to have sex even when it says no. It is the belief that a night all by yourself will be miserable, the entire time spent fighting overpowering impulses. It is the belief that the night before exams will be a night full of intense stress without porn. It is the belief that we'll never be able to concentrate, handle pressure, or be confident without our coping mechanism. It is the belief if we quit porn forever, our personality, character, and ability to be a fun person will change for the worse. But most of all, we fear that once an addict, always an addict, we'll spend the rest of our lives never completely free from the trap, at odd times craving the occasional porn-induced orgasm. If, as I did, you've already tried the conventional ways of quitting and been through the misery and torture of the willpower method, you'll not only be affected by that fear, but convinced you can never quit too. If you're apprehensive, panic-stricken, or feel that the time is not right for you to quit porn, let me assure you, this is caused by fear which, rather than being relieved by porn, is created by it. You didn't decide to fall into the porn trap, but like all traps, it's designed to ensure you remain trapped. Ask yourself, when you viewed those first porn pictures and videos, did you decide to come back to view them for as long as you live? So, when will you quit? Tomorrow? Next year? Stop kidding yourself. This trap is designed to hold you for life. Why else do you think all the other addicts don't quit before it ruins their lives? As you'll soon find out in this book, the effectiveness of this method has exceeded my wildest expectations. It's also revealed two aspects of the method that have caused concern. I've alluded to a magic button. This method works just like that magic button. Let's be clear, it isn't magic. But for myself and others who found it so easy and enjoyable to quit, it seems like it. Therefore, before you read the rest of the book, I must warn you. This is a chicken and egg situation. Every addict wishes they could simply quit. Only fear prevents porn users from quitting. The key is getting rid of the fear. But you won't be free from the fear until you complete this book. In fact, your fear might increase as you continue reading, which might prevent you from finishing it. You must press on to the end. Take this comment from another reader. I've just finished reading. I know that it's only been 4 days, but I feel great. I know that I'll never need to use porn again. I first started to read the book 5 months ago, got halfway through, but I panicked. I knew that if I went on reading, I would have to quit porn. You didn't decide to fall into the porn trap, but you won't escape from it unless you make the positive decision to do so. You might think you don't have a problem, that you aren't an addict, and you can quit whenever you want, or at least feel uneasy about the thought of quitting porn forever, but consider this, you have nothing to lose. If at the end of the book you decide that you wish to continue to use porn, there's nothing to prevent you from doing so. You don't even have to cut down or stop using porn while you're reading the book. Remember, this isn't a shock treatment. On the contrary, I have only good news for you. Can you imagine how Andy Dufresne felt when he finally escaped from Shawshank Prison? That's how I felt when I escaped from the porn trap. That's how the ex-porn users who've used this method feel. By the end of the book, that's how you'll feel. Go for it.